sometimes we hear a rabbi say something, and it's very easy to look at it and feel maybe he said that because of his bias. And during the Oslo Accords, people spoke that way about many big rabbis. And it's a mistake. If a person is a big rabbi, then we hope and usually he is above that. It's not easy to be above that. But if he's a big rabbi, then he cannot make a ruling because of his prejudices. There was a rabbi by the name of Rav Amital, and he was for the Oslo Accords. And people said all kinds of things about him. And so I want to share with you a story about Rav Amital. I heard it either about him or his partner in the yeshiva. I don't remember what his name is. But they were both for the Accords. It was either him or the other Rosh Yeshiva in Gush. And they were both for the Accords. I just don't remember who it was about.
So things about
Rav Lichtenstein. It was either Rav Lichtenstein or Rav Amital. One of the two they said it about. This story is about. And they were both for the Accords. And people were saying all kinds of things. So I think this story gives us a little bit of an insight as to what kind of God-fearing people they are. He was giving a shiur, he was giving a class, and in the middle of the class, a fly flew into his mouth, and he swallowed it. Sometimes it happens, you have no control. Sometimes it's like, it just shoots right in. Sometimes that's why I give class with my hand in front of my mouth. I see a fly flying around my face, and I put the hand there just because I don't think I'd be able to do the continuation of the story physically. So the fly flew into his mouth and down his throat. So he said, "Excuse me, gentlemen," and turned around to the garbage pail, stuck his finger down his throat, and vomited in front of the whole class to get it out of his... So he won't have the non-kosher fly down his stomach.
Did he get it out?
And he got it out, yeah. We have to be careful. I don't know of many people who could or would do that. These are people who, that's the way they understood. So that's what they said. Right or wrong, we have to understand that what's guiding them, their decision, is supposed to be, and if it's a big person, then we trust it is, the Torah, and not any other bias or prejudice.